Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
There was an article today on ESPN by Bill Barnwell, who does, you know, does a great job covering the NFL. But he wrote that Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert could be the next great quarterback rivalry. And Rob, my answer to that is every year they say that about Mahomes and somebody else. It was whether it's Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, that's Manning Brady, or it's Mahomes and Josh Allen. Now it's Mahomes and Herbert. It could be, look, if the Bengals have a nice run, it could be Mahomes and Joe Burrow. That's not even to mention the NFC. So my point is, Mahomes is in there, and yeah, okay, he's not having his typical year, but he's still having a very good year. By most people's, most star standards. But the rest of them, I don't know. I mean, we got to see. I like Justin Herbert. He's very good. But is he going to be the one? Is it going to be Josh Allen? Is it going to be Lamar? I think until one of these other guys has a great postseason run, then none of them will really be able to lay hold of the claim that it's me and Mahomes. That's the one difference. They're all young, including Mahomes. But Mahomes has done it in the postseason. That's the difference between him and all the other ones that we could say are going to battle him and be his rival over the next decade. That's what I think about it, Rob.
Well, I mean, it just, I think we have to wait for those other guys to have those moments and then see where they are. It's hard to compare somebody who has won a Super Bowl to somebody who's barely made the playoffs or barely won a playoff game. So I agree with that. I mean, it's just an in-game rival. You're looking at young guys. Even though I looked at that story and some stats, and Herbert's having a better second year.
His stats are better.
Yeah, his better second year than Mahomes had, which is hard to believe so far. Like, the year's not complete, but so far compared to Mahomes' second year. So that's interesting just to see. But tonight could be one of those games, Chris. Like, if he plays well and Mahomes struggles, or you know, the Chargers win, and it just depends. It's still it's still apples and oranges until, you know, Herbert wins an MVP or goes to the Super Bowl or wins a Super Bowl. I still think it's apples and oranges. But if he were to beat him twice this year, that would be like, oh, and play really well. That would be interesting. In a big game with a lot on riding on it, he outplays Patrick Mahomes tonight. People will take notice of it, but I don't think it flips the script.
Right, right. Because it's used, and Mahomes hasn't just won a Super Bowl. He's been to another Super Bowl and lost. And he's been to the AFC Championship game and lost. So, I mean, he's had major postseason success. And you're talking about, like you said, Lamar just won his first playoff game last year. Josh Allen, you know, not decent little run last year. But shoot, they're struggling just to make the playoffs this year, Buffalo. And so that's where your bread is buttered, Rob, is in the postseason. And Herbert is tough, man. I mean, I really like him. The Chargers got a really good one. And we knew that, Rob. Remember his first game ever. Tyrod Taylor.
He took no snaps that week. Right.
Right. Out, like, surprisingly, we find out right before the game. And Herbert is thrown in there as a rookie.
Right.
Against the Chiefs and plays tremendously.
Right.
And so he seems to be legit. But like you said, you got to do it in the playoffs. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's about the postseason in that standpoint. The only difference would be if, I don't know, something like you could just take a look. I just think it's about the moment here. You know, like
it'll be a buzz tomorrow. Like, if
that's what I mean, right?
Yeah, if he
outplays Patrick,
I give you
that. And they win, there'll be a buzz about, man, this dude's got something. Hey, right. the Chiefs came in with a winning streak, you know, and they both come in with winning streaks, right?
Yeah.
If they come in.
I think the Chargers have won their last two.
Right.
Yeah, they've won their last two. They were hot. And this is one thing that's interesting about this game, Rob, because you mentioned it. They beat Kansas City 30-24 in week three. But the Chargers were playing well early. They were 4-1 with good victories. The Chiefs, the Raiders, the Browns, Washington. And Herbert has played great, continue to, and maybe even better, some might argue, as the season's gone on. Although he was great. He threw 4 touchdowns against Kansas City earlier. But the team is now, they're 4-4 in their last 8, Rob, whereas they were 4-1 in their first 5. So when they were really rolling and Kansas City was struggling, especially that defense, it took a touchdown in the last minute of the game for the Chargers to win. And now, obviously, Kansas City's playing better. The Chargers are up and down. I mean, they're one of those teams like Cincinnati that you don't know exactly what you're getting.
The only thing I liked at what they did Sunday when I was at that game is the Giants are a bad team. And they just took it to them. You know, like, there was no "you're not winning here" kind of game. And I thought that was good just going into a big game. It wasn't like they struggled against the Giants and man, it was nip and tuck. No, they beat up the Giants pretty good. So if I'm the Chargers, I got to feel good about that. Got to feel good that, you know, they have house money, so to speak, from the standpoint that they did beat the Chiefs already. But this is a bigger game because the division is on the line. And if you're the Chargers and you want to make a move, this is the kind of game, Chris, you got to win. This is just plain and simple.
And I think especially the Chiefs got to win this too.
No, I agree.
You know,
the Chiefs haven't punched their ticket to the playoffs yet.
No, neither team. That's why, even for the Chargers, you're right, they're in good shape. But if they lose, now all of a sudden they're in a dogfight just to get into the playoffs.
Right. No, this is a big – this could turn somebody's season around. It really can. I don't know who the Chiefs play their last 3 or 4 games, three games. But a loss here, and just depending on how it stacks up, you know, they might be in a dogfight. It's a big game, and they've won a lot recently, and they're on the road, and you know, the defense has played well. Patrick's been okay, but they need a big night.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
We were the first, among the first, to talk about it because our show began yesterday right after the news broke of the story that Urban Meyer had kicked one of his former players, Josh Lambeau, who played with the Jacksonville Jaguars, had kicked him during a practice. And Rob and I both called for him to be fired because of it, if it was true. And apparently it was true because in no short order, Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, Rob, who had praised Urban Meyer for years and absolutely loved the hiring of Urban Meyer, gave him $60 million in a contract. And after misstep, after misstep, after misstep, after embarrassment, after embarrassment, after embarrassment, he finally realized, I got no choice.
Right.
Like, this is a mess.
Because, Chris, and so he got rid of him. I'm going to say this. A lesser coach who didn't fly back with his team after the game might have been fired there. Like, right, could have been fired right then and there.
That's fair.
And you know,
that's fair.
Urban Meyer has cachet, he's won national championships, so he got a little bit more rope than most guys. Tell me a first-year coach who didn't have that pedigree, Chris, they would have been like, what?
No, you're right. And we had players come on, former players.
Right, who said that's unacceptable.
Like, there's no way you can do that.
Right. So we knew that.
If you got to get on a plane the next day and go back to Ohio
because
you're off, then do that. But you got to go back with your soldiers.
Exactly. And I just think, Chris, I'm not surprised. Remember, I told you this even before the kicker story came out. I thought he should be fired.
Right.
That there's no progress there. Lawrence isn't getting any better. I know they don't have a lot of players.
He might be getting worse.
It's a rebuild. Right. He's regressing. And I know it's a rebuild, Chris, and I'm not going to sit here and say they were supposed to win 10 games and they only won two. No, I'm not saying that. But from day one, it was almost like, Chris, he sabotaged his own situation. When you think of the moves and the stuff that he's done.
It was arrogance.
Is that what it was? Just thought that he could do whatever he wanted.
Don't you think, Rob?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, look. He ran in college football.
No, you're the king of the county.
This is why so many fail. Yes.
Right.
You're the king of the state. You really are probably the most powerful person in the state.
And oftentimes, the football coach at state universities, Chris, are the highest paid state employees. And everybody knows their salary because every salary for a state employee is published. It's public record.
Like you said, they're oftentimes by far
higher than the governor.
Paid. Yep. The president answers to him. If you're winning,
yep.
The president answers to you. The boosters obviously support you. You can do whatever you want. And Rob, you brought up Trevor Lawrence, and I think that was a good point because what also may have done it, and I mean, it was so bad. It was, like we said, misstep after misstep. But it also seems, and I don't know for a fact, it hasn't been put out there, but it also seems like he and Trevor Lawrence weren't on the same page.
No, I agree.
And that trust was broken, that relationship. Because when your rookie quarterback, Rob, comes out and says, we got to have this guy on the field, James Robinson.
No, on the record.
Over the coach.
On the record, right. Right,
right, on the record. That shows you he was frustrated. And if you watch them, I mean, James Robinson is a good running back. And so he stood up for him. And then, Rob, yesterday, before the story came out about Meyer kicking Lambeau, Trevor Lawrence said in his press conference that the constant drama has to stop. And the drama was almost exclusively, if not exclusively, surrounding Urban Meyer. I don't remember any. What was the other drama?
Right, there was
Chris
no other
Doyle,
drama.
The strength and coach, conditioning coach with a racist past.
Right.
Tim Tebow at tight end. You know, the fines
not in the
offseason, right?
Right.
Gardner Minshew it might be our starter.
Right.
Not getting on the plane, the lap dance. James Robinson not playing.
Calling your assistants losers.
Right. Like, it was all – and so that – look, Trevor Lawrence – maybe he doesn't pan out. We don't know. We'll see. I think he will.
Right.
But we'll see.
But we know that. We've seen a lot of young quarterbacks. Yeah. Everybody doesn't pan out. We talked about it before, Chris. You bring in five or six guys in the league, there's a good chance three of them might not make
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And so, but you got to give him every chance to succeed, Rob. And it just seems like he was in such a dysfunctional situation that you weren't giving him a chance to succeed. So that's another reason you probably had to get rid of him. But you think what? So what so do you think the future holds for Urban Meyer?
I think he is unhireable.
As a head ball coach, as he would say,
as a head ball coach, college or pros. I think he's unhireable.
Wow!
And here's why I think he's unhireable.
Period.
At college.
Like for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he should be done as a football coach, Chris.
Wow.
And here's why. Couple things that he did. I think if I'm a college president, I'm going to have a hard time introducing this guy. A, he kicked somebody. Like that is just like he kicked a player. That's unacceptable under any, I don't care what the circumstance is. And we said this yesterday. You know the difference between a love tap and playing around. That player went on the record with the Tampa Bay Times, okay? On the record. He kicked me.
I don't think he would have done it if it's done in.
No.
Come on, man. Get going. Like, no. You know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Even we had Colette Smith on, female NFL coach, and she said, look, there's ways it can do it where it's right. Not a big deal.
But you know, but for that, him, but we both know when guys go on the record, Chris, this is serious because it's just not
right. It wasn't an anonymous source.
Right. You could have said, hey, did you know it was anonymous and it could have come from somebody else? Did you know that Meyer kicked the kicker? You know what I mean? Like, that's different.
Right. Right,
than the kicker putting his name
or
to the story.
Don't put my name on it, but he kicked
right,
me.
But this is what happened.
Just
exactly.
Say it was the source or something. Yeah.
Number two is when the lap dance, and that was unbecoming. That was showed how irresponsible he could be and disrespectful to his wife. I just thought that painted him in a bad light. And then it's a way younger girl. You know, you want him on campus. I'm just saying, I wouldn't hire him. He could go back and do TV. He could do something. I think he's unhireable. He really messed up his name from the standpoint of he showed everybody, Chris, he's not a leader. He might be a good football coach and he might have won. But the stuff that he did that we just saw, that's not a great leader to me. And I would have a hard problem leading young men with a guy who's done the stuff he's done the last 3 months, four months.
I hear you. But I think he's proven that he can lead. I mean, he's led. He's already led Utah. And I hear you on his character. And I'll get to that. But he Utah, Florida, Ohio State, and you're right that and that's what I see with Urban Meyer, Rob, is, and I met him, you know, obviously he's worked for Fox Sports, and he probably will come back to work for Fox Sports. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that
happened.
Neither
happens. Would I. I mean, he could, job.
I met him, and we talked, you know, he's from Ohio. We talked about Ohio high school sports and football and all that. See, you know, wasn't a long conversation, but, you know, seemed like it was decent. But when I look from the outside, Rob, looking in, if you look at this and you say, this guy's character is really not good. I mean, that if strictly from the outside looking in, obviously you got all the stuff that happened at Florida under his watch. You got the stuff,
State. Aaron Hernandez, who was there.
Right. And you remember the stuff at Ohio State.
Ohio State.
With his assistant coach, Zach Smith, I think was his name.
That was his name, Chris, that he didn't do anything. And remember, he was suspended for 3 games to start the season after they found out.
And I looked at it was wrong, obviously. Like you said, you're the leader. If you know this is going on, you got to do something about it. He didn't. But I also looked at that. So I blame him for that. But I also looked at it like, well, but he didn't do it. They weren't his actions. But these things with Jacksonville were his actions, Rob. And one thing that I saw that seemed to be a pattern is passing the buck. That's one thing I really didn't like. Look, people have moral failures.
Give me the examples. Which one?
People have moral failures, and he apparently has some, you know, at the bar.
We all do.
Women lap dance and all that. I'm not excusing it, but that a lot of people have done that. But when he says, you know, he's talking to his assistants, and they're struggling in the preseason. I'm a winner. You guys are losers. He's putting all the blame on them.
Right.
When James Robinson doesn't play or is benched for 16 plays, 20 plays, whatever it was, and the press asks him about it, and he says, you know, I defer to the assistant coaches, you know, the position coaches. That's it. But then it comes out that he knew. He put it on the assistants. He said, it's not me, it's them. And so I saw too many instances, Rob, where I felt like he was passing the blame. Like, oh, our struggles are not because of me. It's because of my assistants. My assistants aren't good. It's because we don't have the good play, whatever it might be. And that's something that a leader, you got to take hits sometimes for your men. Even if it's not your fault, what do people always say, Rob? At the end of the day, I am the head coach. At the end of the day, I am the boss.
And it's under your watch.
Right. It's under my watch. I got it. Because you can, look, I get it. If you didn't do something wrong and, you know, you hate to put your name on it when it wasn't your fault, but you can say it in a way that gives the guys who were at fault dignity. Look, we're a team. No, I didn't make that call, but you know what? The buck stops with me. And I'm the head ball coach. I keep using this term. I'm going to keep using this term. And anything that comes out of this organization, I'm responsible for.
It's a reflection of me.
Ultimately.
Right. Well, ultimately.
At the end of the day.
Chris,
and
you
so
see
that's
that?
What I didn't like, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, among other things. But I'll say this, Rob. I don't think he's unhireable.
Yeah, I do.
I think, obviously, he'll never coach in the NFL again. But and I agree with you. Look, I think UCLA or somebody would look stupid for hiring him next month or next week. I think that is unpalatable. But a year or two from now, I do think you could hire him.
You can
easily pay whether he really would change. And at this age, you obviously people think he wouldn't. But you can always play that card. Hey, you know, I made some mistakes. You know, I learned from it. Really does some soul searching. It's been a rough couple years for me, but I love football. You know, I looked in the mirror, and I still know this game, and I still know what it takes to lead young men. You know, you can play that whole card, and people will buy it because
you've won
football
games. But the trail
games.
Now is way long, including the turning the other way to the assistant coach at Ohio State. That's still there. So if you're a president hiring him for college, you're going to have to answer that question. You're going to have to answer how he kicked a player. You have to answer how he's married and in public display getting a lap dance from a young woman in full view of everybody. Those are character flaws. That's what those
right.
are.
No, they are. And but I think you can explain those because we know every head ball coach ain't a saint.
No,
and every player
that.
Ain't a saint. So,
yeah, but just keep the covers.
But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see if he
off.
Wants to. If he wants to.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Rob G, Dabo Swinney is talking, and he's been critical of the transfer portal. He's saying that they should go back to the way it was, where if you transferred, you had to sit out.
Good. Let coaches sit out a year,
I'm sorry,
too.
A year.
When they get a new job, let the coaches sit out a year then. If you want to go back, let's change that for coaches. Come on, man.
Right. Here's what Dabo Swinney is saying, Rob. It's total chaos right now. Tampering galore. This is a direct quote. Kids are being manipulated. Grass is greener and all that stuff, as opposed to putting the work in and graduating. There's no consequences. So now you've got agents and NIL tampering, and you have no consequences. No consequences equals no conscience. There's no reason for pause, no barrier for young people, like nothing. Education is like the last thing now. It's crazy. It's really sad, to be honest with you. We're going to have a lot of young people that aren't going to graduate. Mental health is one of the biggest issues in college. There's a lot of kids whose identity is wrapped up in football, and all this does is further that. That's what he says, Rob.
He sounds like a coach who's lost some players that he wasn't happy about. I mean, Chris, come on, man. Stop it. Stop. I think that rule was anti-student-athlete, and you could get screwed at a university, right, because you couldn't move and you'd have to sit out a year. So you were forced to stay even if the situation wasn't right for you. And I think that was a long time wrong policy that had to be corrected. The portal is good. And let people be free to move around. Coaches walk out on kids every day. They sit in your living room, Chris, and tell your parents, I'm going to take care of your boy for the next 4 years. He's going to get out of school. He's going to blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait a minute. I got to deal with that Notre Dame. Peace. I'm out. What? Yep. What? Now my kid is in limbo. Yep. The new coach going to bring his own running back, Chris.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I totally agree with you, Rob. The only thing I'll give Dabo Swinney is that he does graduate his players, about 75% of them. So that's pretty good. So I'll give him credit for that. But outside of that, no. Like, it's been I get it. You can call it chaos. Kids are transferring left and right. But it's been chaos.
Right.
But the people that were able to benefit in the chaos were the adults, were the people at the schools, the coaches. They were the only ones that could benefit from the chaos. Now the kids can benefit from the chaos too. And that's what you don't like. You got no problem, Dabo, with it being chaotic. Because it was chaotic before for the kids. But now it's chaotic for the coaches too. Because you're losing players. And that's what he doesn't like. I would respect it more if you come out, Rob, like you said, and say, and Brian Kelly. I mean, come, what are you doing, guy? You got a chance to get in the playoff.
Exactly.
You can leave the job if you want. It's your decision, but at least stick it out the rest of the season, because you had a chance to still win the national championship, and you ran out on those kids.
But you won't
hear
that.
At least give me that. Then I'll respect what you're saying about the kids. But without saying that, no.
Exactly. And that's what you never hear, is you never hear them criticizing or talking about it. Just like Mike Leach recently, right? The Mississippi State coach.
Yep.
Same thing. Talking about some bowl game. Meaningless bowl game. They want players to play in that. That's a money grab, Chris. Has no implications. No championship attached. Why? What are you playing in that for? If you have a chance to go to the next level.
Yep.
And get hurt? Is the school going to take care of you? No? Yep. Come on.
And Rob, former Auburn coach Gene Chizik, he said this on Tuesday. Every scholarship offensive line, he was complaining about name, image, likeness. Every scholarship offensive lineman at UT will get $50,000 a year with the new NIL deal. Not to mention the $200,000 education. Americans struggle finding $50,000 jobs to feed their children. Next, it's $100,000 per player with no end in sight. Flawed system. Most money wins. Funny, you didn't have a problem with that when the kids weren't getting any of the money.
Thank you. And you were getting millions. No,
right.
He was making millions.
When it was under the table and the boosters were giving the money, you had no problem with it.
Come on, man.
This is ridiculous, man.
They're fraudulent. They're so bad, Chris. And they've abused the system for a long time. And finally, someone said, enough is enough.
Yep.
And now they're mad because the kids are getting money. What do you care how much if somebody can set up a deal on their own? You're getting your money. How was it that the kids were wearing the cleats and the sneaker deals, Chris, and you were getting paid?
Exactly. You're getting $2 million from Nike a year, and you're not wearing the Nikes. Oh, you wear them in practice. Okay. They're wearing them in the game. They're the reason that little kids that go to your game say, oh, I want the Nikes like him. Not like you, like this player. And you hear people say, Rob, oh, but what about the education? That's $200,000. Chizik just said it. Well, why you got to put a cap on how much the kids should get? How much money are they making for the university?
Right, exactly.
Nobody looks at the coach and says, he's getting $200,000 a year. He doesn't need any more.
Right. How about this? And I know we got to.
He makes $2 million a year coaching. He doesn't need $1 million extra from Nike.
How about
they don't
this?
Say that?
How about if they do a like a nonprofit, Chris? You only make enough to pay all your bills, pay all the travel, pay all the right pay.
If just you really want to make it,
if you want to do it like that,
again.
Exactly, yep. Make it a nonprofit, and then whatever's left over goes elsewhere, and the school doesn't keep it. Would they be? They disband the football program if you want to do that.
Look, and when I played football and basketball in high school, the coaches weren't making a lot of money. Go back to that. Go to that in college.
That's amateur sports.
My college coach, Division III, he didn't make a ton of money. He was a full time coach, and he made a living. He wasn't killing. Go to that. Let's do that. Since you want to, you don't want chaos and it's the wild, wild west and most money wins. You want to go to that?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.